Aloha America. Welcome back to the show here. And just moving right along here, the economic news is not good. As you know, the United States has exceeded its legal debt ceiling. And raising the debt ceiling anymore is extraordinarily unpopular with the American people, because the American people understand that it's the lives of their grandchildren that are being sold into bondage to the private central bank every time the U.S. government borrows more money. Now, President Obama's out there saying that they can use bookkeeping tricks to keep the government going a little bit longer. What they're actually doing right now for cash is they're looting the federal pension plans to keep the government going. And everybody's talking about, oh, we cannot raise the debt ceiling unless we control spending. And then all the spending cuts they're talking about are spending on you, the American taxpayer. Your kids' education, your health, the roads, the bridges, it is all crumbling apart. Anybody talking about cutting back on all these wars all over the... I'm sorry, these limited kinetic activities in all these other countries around the world? Nobody's talking about cutting that back. These have gone way over budget. Yes, throw more money into these wars. We must do it, because our cause is just. Our country, right or wrong. Another such nonsense stuff. How about cutting back all that money from Israel? They're a nuclear power. They're not really under threat from their neighbors. In fact, Israel's the one starting all the wars. Nope, nobody talks about that. Money to Wall Street, $27 trillion. The Wall Street mortgage-backed security fraud has cost the American people. And nobody's talking about cutting all these bailouts and these subsidies and all the rest of it going to Wall Street. Huge cash sinks. Where are the cost cuts coming from? From you, the people who are expected to pay all the bills. At some point, you have to stop and say, enough is enough is enough is enough. You've got to do Cairo, or you've got to do Madrid. That's the latest one, where the people are standing up and saying, we've had enough of this IMF slavery. Now it's coming out basically that college and college financing, luring kids into going to school for 4 years of political indoctrination to get them a degree that is turning out to be completely useless in the job market, that's the latest scam, because they come out of college $100,000, $200,000 in debt and no job to pay it off with. Talk about getting an education. The student loan debt is now equivalent to 7% of the U.S. gross domestic product. It's the new bubble. You watch, somewhere down the road, Wall Street is going to start selling student loan-backed securities. I'm not kidding you. They're really going to do it. Look at all these student loans out there. We're going to bundle them into investment securities, and you'll make lots of money. It's going to be the new scam. Because those student loans are high risk, for the simple reason that all the jobs they trained for have already been sent to other countries. So the banks could come in and confiscate homes to recapitalize after the last big fraud was exposed. Insanity is defined as doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different outcome. If you do a scam and you get caught and you wreck the nation's economy, does it make sense to go with another scam? Only if that's all you know how to do. And it seems like the people in Wall Street, that's all they know how to do, scam this and scam that. Bernie Madoff with the loot. This other guy they just threw in jail for 10 years. What's his name? Michael Goldberg. It's all they know how to do. So, anyway, homeless population swells 38% in Rohnert Park in Sonoma County. Down in Sarasota, they're going to take the benches out of the park to make the homeless people go someplace else. Talk about callous and not understanding. Why do you think they're homeless? They're homeless because of the way rich people get rich in this country. And they don't want to look at the consequences of the means by how they became rich. And that's why they're chasing the homeless away again. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go to the phones. George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? Aloha. You know, the thing is, I come to a conclusion with the sinking of the Titanic, money junkies were responsible for it. How do I say? They're too cheap to put in the adequate number of lifeboats on the ship. Number two, the head money junkie ordered to have the ship speed up when it was dangerous when they had ice floes. And number three, all the money junkie passengers on the ship wanted to send these little telegraphs when that telegraph room channel should have been open for distress calls and for other ships. Money junkies were to blame.
You're absolutely right. You know, everybody wanted to send a telegram from the Titanic. It was a big, huge status symbol back then. They could have had extra sets of binoculars. Remember, there had been a last-second change of crew people on the Titanic before the voyage, and the binoculars that should have been in that lookout spot, they'd been locked in the cupboard, and the key was gone. Extra binoculars would have been good. Raising the watertight bulkheads one more deck all the way along would have made the difference between sinking and not sinking. Larger engines to give the ship a little bit more maneuverability. I mean, there were a lot of choices made all along that all contributed to the disaster. In the end, it was arrogance. I mean, White Star Line was a victim of its own good luck. It had not had a major accident for something like 20 years before the Titanic, and lifeboats were viewed more as a means to ferry passengers to other ships that were going to come to rescue rather than to have the entire ship's company, floating at sea while they waited for rescue. You know, and again, to this day, they still don't know why the Californian ignored all the distress flares and everything to come to the aid and left it to the what was the one that actually finally did show up there?
The Carpathia.
The Carpathia, yeah, finally show up and do that. So it was a major disaster, and again, it's you're right, it's money junking, cut the corners, we don't need the extra safety stuff. Same thing with with Columbia, you know, wanted to save money, didn't send along a spacesuit, didn't put enough fuel so it could get to the space station in an emergency, didn't put the robotic arm on there with the TV camera so that they could see that there was damage to the wing. They just crossed their fingers and hoped for the best, and it didn't work out, which is kind of the way that Geithner and Ben Bernanke are handling the U.S. economy right now. But yeah, it is, and it's like I said, early on when this whole Fukushima situation first arrived, I think you can have safe nuclear power. You just can't have it when the money junkies are making those key safety decisions. It's like when we went from the old NASA to the new NASA, you know, where they took control of space exploration away from the scientists and they put it in the hands of these MBAs who celebrated by getting rid of the meatball and coming up with the worm. Now they've gone back to the meatball because that was a bad choice. And all of a sudden you had this string of utter calamities where they couldn't agree on whether they're using metric or avoirdupois. They literally rammed one spaceship right into Mars because the two teams were not using the same units because they were being politically correct. And it was just this comedy of errors, that happens. And it was an absolute disaster. And yeah, the way that you have a thriving enterprise, whether it is nuclear power or space, or the or government, or whatever, manufacturing especially, the people in charge should have grown up with that industry because they know the ins and outs and they know what works and what doesn't work. When in the post-World War II climate, when Harvard Business School created this idea of scientific management and this idea that managers didn't need to grow up inside the businesses they were managing, that was the beginning of the decline of America's technological and manufacturing prowess, because we created a generation of managers with no respect for manufacturing and no respect for the products they were making. Products were simply that first chip that you had to get out the door the fastest way you can to generate the most profit so you could go play on that giant open-air casino called Wall Street.
Mike, I don't know if you experienced this out in Hawaii, but I experienced when I lived in Florida, is that they were selling these houses building these houses for $400,000-$500,000, and they're all made with very inferior building materials.
Oh yeah, we have that out here, definitely.
And you know, the thing is, I kind of laughed at one guy. He's going to University of Texas for business administration. I said, Money Junkie 101.
No, it's absolutely true. I mean, we've had huge scandals out here where building inspectors are routinely being bribed to let substandard work go through, and then, you know, we get a hurricane and stuff starts falling apart, and everybody says, oh, what happened here, you know, and you know, it's the same way. When we were living in California, and everybody was trying to do seismic upgrades because, you know, it's an earthquake zone, and there were all these scandals where building inspectors were routinely being bribed by building contractors to look the other way, you know, when substandard components were being used, the wiring was a little less than was required. And, you know, in the building where we live here right now, the electrical system is woefully inadequate for our modern lifestyle. You know, we don't do a lot of partying or anything, but, you know, our entire second floor is serviced by one 15-amp circuit breaker, and we're having, you know, power management's a real critical issue up here. And, you know, it is rather amazing how the corners are cut. And I guess they expected we were just going to sleep here at night and go down to the beach and gather coconuts during the day or something. But, yeah, it is a problem. And again, when the society starts going bad, the corruption is at all levels. When you have a criminal government, then the entire structure becomes criminal and everybody's taking kickbacks and everybody's taking bribes. Look at the situation down in Tennessee that's starting to explode. I mean, they've caught these police officers offering truckers to just let them go in exchange for cash, you know, for traffic violations, you know, give me 20, and they caught these guys on video. The Tennessee police officers are literally having turf wars over where they can stop tourists and grab the money under the drug laws and say, oh, that's too much money, you're suspected of drug, and they take the money. And it's just completely out of control there. And, you know, like I said earlier in the show, they're starting to riot in Spain the way they did in Egypt. Spain may be the next one to go, and then they can't say, oh, it's just an Arab thing any longer.
Well, I got to see it. People are starting to avoid Tennessee now just because of this.
Well, I don't blame them. I don't blame them. You know, I mean, even when I was a kid, the corruption of the Southern law enforcement was almost legend even then. So, yeah, it's pretty bad.
But, you know, one good thing about the sheriff's department in my county, I said, how is your sheriff's department reacting to these Supreme Court rulings? And they're basically saying, well, the rulings are very flawed, and we're still going to have to require, we're still going to go for warrants. I mean, because
okay,
they see...
That's the safe thing to do, yeah.
And because these are flawed rulings. And, the thing is, police know better. You know, if you're gonna rely on a black Rome demon to give you authority, you're gonna be sued. You know.
Well, you know, most policemen, at least out here in Hawaii, most of the police officers really did join the police force out of a sense of wanting to give to the community, and I've had. Due to circumstances, I've been hanging out with a lot of police officers lately because I'm a witness in something. And the cops are really nice out here. I know that on the mainland, some of them are really bad because they're recruiting from the returning veterans from the war zones. And those guys are pretty arrogant, and they're treating Americans the way that they were treating the Iraqis and the Afghanis. But out here, at least in Hawaii, most of the cops are pretty good and pretty cool. And yeah, they are understanding that the recent rulings in Indiana and the U.S. Supreme Court, and now they've had one in Kentucky, where they're saying, yeah, the cops can go wherever they want and do whatever they want. They're unconstitutional. And if somebody can get it to the Supreme Court, these state rulings, we're hoping the Supreme Court will enforce the Constitution. But if the court fails to do that, I do not cede to the U.S. Supreme Court my ability and my right to decide for myself what is constitutional and what is not. And the cops do not have a right to come into my home at random and search it for drugs if there's no probable cause. I will not allow that.
Well, I would say these police officers, they go hog wild, go busting down people's doors. By the end of the day, they're going to run out of pallbearers at their funerals. They'll have to call in the jail detail to carry the casket.
And I want to put out a warning here right now to any of those Kentucky and Indiana police who want to come into my home without my permission, without telling me they got a warrant. I'm real sorry about that high-voltage line that's wired to the front doorknob, but if you don't tell me ahead of time that you're coming here, don't expect me to pull the circuit breaker.
All right, well, thank you, Mike.
All right.
Thank you.
All righty, thanks a lot for the phone call there. Let's see. Snow is in the weather forecast for Flagstaff, Arizona, so maybe the snow will kill all the fleas carrying the plague. Oh, man. I had to put that in there for all those the global warming cultists. You know, all hail St. Al of the Gore. The Goracle says it's getting warmer. You must pay carbon taxes. Pay no attention to the oil and radioactivity and the plague. It's carbon dioxide is the villain here. Now, as I mentioned, Spain is starting to see the beginnings of massive, massive unemployment, poverty, austerity in the face of demands from the IMF. Remember, the IMF is just the Federal Reserve globally, Federal Reserve on steroids. It's nothing but ink and paper used to enslave the people of the world. And the people of the world are standing up. You look at all these protests. Sooner or later, you will see signs. The media doesn't like to cover them, but they are there. IMF, go home. IMF, get out. The people of the world understand that these private central banks with their ink and paper are nothing less than a modern version of enslavement systems. They enslave you with your belief that there's some kind of power and authority in the ink and paper, and there isn't. You're held prisoner to the bankers by your belief that this is the way life is supposed to be. When you become a heretic, as I have, that's your first step to freedom. We should be on commercial? Okay. I'm not hearing music. All right, I'm going to keep talking until I hear music. There's the music. All right, we'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. So they're calling it Spain's Tahrir Square. Mass uprising in Spain of unemployed people. Very angry with the government, angry over austerity measures, angry with the government that without their permission plunged the nation deep into debt to the International Monetary Fund. Or the international made fornicators, whichever one you want to call them by. But the Spanish people are very unhappy about it. The Spanish government is calling them the disgusted. Is that like the great unwashed or the peasantry? And they have declared the gatherings illegal. Now, Mubarak did the same thing in Egypt. Biggest mistake he could have made. Just fanned the flames higher. Spain appears to be well on the way to being Cairoed. And more power to the Spanish people. And I'm not just saying that because they named a street after my family. The people of the world have come to understand that the global private banking cartel is just the new feudalism, the new serfdom, to trick us all into believing we have an obligation to work our lives away and to give the proceeds of that work to the people whose only contribution to society is a printing press and a bunch of pretty colored ink. That's the enslavement mechanism. The private bankers are allowed to print up money out of thin air, paper and ink. The government, which is in the banker's pocket, orders you that you must only use the banker's paper and ink to conduct your commerce. You're not allowed to conduct commerce with each other directly through barter. You're not allowed to use alternative money. You must use the banker's paper and ink, and that's what puts you in their control. Because you must do what the bankers say to get your little pile of paper and ink certificates. And the bankers set up the rule to continually obligate you. The very nature of the private central bank is set up to permanently enslave people and nations to debt. Because the instant that first pretty printed piece of paper goes into circulation, more money is owed the private central bank than exists. And so the nation or the individual who has been suckered into the system can never, ever get out of debt. That's the trap. And it all depends on forcing the people to believe that this is the way the world is supposed to be. Just like medieval serfs and peasants were taught to believe that divine right of kings was the way the world was supposed to be. Or the slaves of the antebellum South were taught to believe that ownership by one human being of another was the way things were supposed to be. They were all illusions. Divine right, ownership of one person by another, and compound interest are all illusions used to enslave humanity to the money junkies. And it's time to let this illusion go. Now, listener just wrote in to remind me that legally, seriously, and this is correct, by the way, having a booby trap in your house for security that kills a police officer will result in a death sentence. Okay? And that's absolutely true. And the point is, even if you set up the booby trap for burglars, the law takes the point of view that you're not supposed to do that. It's called an attractive nuisance. Which means, since the police are able to break into your home now and take whatever they want, it also means the criminals are able to do that, because the cops are never going to show up in time to stop the criminals. So what the courts have just ruled is your home is fair game and open season for everybody, badge or not. Because you're not allowed to protect your own home. You're not allowed to lock it up and put booby traps to defend yourself. I mean, the pharaohs of ancient Egypt and the emperors of China are allowed to have booby traps in their tombs to kill people who take their possessions. But not you. You're not allowed to have that. You can have an alarm company, and they don't work either. We used to have one when we lived on the other side of this island. We had one that was notorious for taking as much as half an hour to respond to an alarm. They're worse than the police are. And the police are never there while a crime is being committed. They'll show up afterwards, and they'll make a big show about, yes, we promise retribution and justice, which means revenge. And that doesn't happen all that often either. So it's all a big joke. You're just there to be preyed upon. You're just put out there, staked out for TSA to fondle and for the burglars and the police to take whatever they want and the government to come in and loot your email and read your business secrets to sell to their cronies who are in a competing business. And that's life in America. All right, let's see. We're going to go to Tony in Florida. Aloha, Tony. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, Michael, just briefly, as far as the police being able to, just walk into your home or search your home without a warrant. Unfortunately, de facto, it's always been like that, because all they have to do on a police report is say you gave them permission to come in. You gave them permission to search. They just simply lie, and they do it all the time. And if you want to challenge that in a court case, you have to file a motion to suppress the evidence, and 9 out of 10 times, the judge is going to pick the cop's side.
All I can say is, when you're resisting having your home forcibly entered by the cops, make sure you leave a really good, obvious bruise on the front of their face, and then you're going to say, look, if I gave them permission, how did his face get bruised?
Well, I guess the best thing to do is have video cameras in your house, like you're living in a condo.
Remember, we had this sponsor for our show, had the glasses and the pen, and they actually used them on Hawaii 5-0. The DigiPen,
really?
I got that stuff. Man, that stuff is great. That's a good point. Hang on there. I want to put this out here. Okay, if we start letting the police know that we all have hidden camcorders in our house, they're going to be a little bit less eager to kick down the door and try and pretend that we gave them permission, because they don't know when they're being recorded or not. In fact, we ought to make stickers saying, video surveillance in use of this property. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of Micro Plant Powder with Lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro Plant Powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Micro Plant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone. I mean, the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I want to share a little story with you before we go any further. And it talks about this idea of everybody having TV cameras and camcorders that are not obvious, that are covert. Because this is a very chilling factor. When we had a DigiDesign that make those sunglasses and those pens, and we had the guy from the company on the show. We should get him on the show again. And I said, in all of these protests where the police are putting undercover people in there to cause trouble and everything, if we have those cameras, the pen cameras and the eyeglass cameras in the crowd, and the police know that they might be there, then they're less inclined to carry out these illegal agent provocateur operations because they don't know when they're being recorded or not. We can turn the surveillance table on the government and on the government's goons. Because, yeah, you've got TV cameras on every street corner watching us. We have TV cameras on every street corner watching you. And you don't know where they are. Your cameras are up on that pole. We know where to aim that paintball gun. You don't know where the cameras are that we have watching you. One misstep and you're going to be a star on YouTube 24 hours from now. Now, those cameras are actually very inexpensive to get. When I was still working on Lost, because I was not always able to see what was going on on the set, on some of the locations. It was really tight and very crowded, and they couldn't fit everybody in there. So I got one of these little tiny broadcasting TV cameras, and I would build it into things that were you would see on the set. You know, a pencil cup, a coffee mug, you know, a tin can, anything that looked like it belonged. And I just stick it on the back of the set, and then off the set, watch what's going on a TV set. Well, I don't work in that line of work anymore. And so I've got that little camera set up, basically watching the living room and front room area. And nobody knows where it is or what it looks like or where it can be found. And if we all start doing that, or even if just one out of every 10 Americans has a hidden TV camera on their front door, it's going to give the police second thoughts about coming in without proper legal authorization. And it's not a booby trap. They can't penalize you for having a TV camera operating in your own home. And then when they come in and they behave badly, you put the TV pictures out on YouTube. And that is how we fight this repression peacefully, nonviolently. Now, somebody wrote into me and said it's very frustrating because all they have for home defense weapons is a longbow and a tomahawk. And I wouldn't shortchange those. First of all, if you're really good with a bow and arrow, you can have a really good reach. When I was on the varsity archery team in college, and I actually beat my grandfather, the one who used to get drunk with Richard Nixon. He had his Army 45, and I had my target bow, and we set up a target, and I actually outshot him. So don't diss a bow and arrow, especially the new modern compound bows. We didn't have those when I was back there doing this thing. They can be very, very accurate. There's even a compound crossbow that it's amazingly accurate, very, very powerful. As far as the tomahawk is concerned, remember, police and military are trained to deal with modern weapons. Ooh, there's a gun. Ooh, there's a bomb. There's whatever. A new, unusual weapon, especially something like a tomahawk where they're trying to chop me into pieces, has a very strong psychological impact. They're not going to react well. They're not going to think very clearly for a while. It's going to rattle them. It's going to shake them. I'm not urging you to do that, but I'm just reminding you, don't try and fight the coming Reformation with the weapons that the other guys are already trained to respond to, because then you're going to lose. The more unconventional you are, the less they're prepared to deal with it. And the more you are going to be victorious. Like I said, the coming Reformation does not need to march into Washington, D.C. to win. All we have to do is let the investors around the world know that the American taxpayers are not going to cover their losses anymore in the United States of America. And when that message gets heard, the foreign capital will desert and the whole shebang will come crashing down. Then we got to set about the task of setting up a whole new country to take care of the American people. Rule number one, no private central bank. Rule number two, no private central bank. Rule number three, no private central bank. We'll work on the rest of the rules later on here. Patrick in Florida. I'm sorry, Rod in Indiana, I think. Is Rod still there?
Yes.
Rod, yes. Aloha, welcome. I'm sorry to keep you waiting as I go off and rant on. What is on your mind today?
Well, you had mentioned about how the barter system had been taken away by the banks, and what countries were those you were specifically referencing?
Well, the United States has literally been trying to pass laws limiting barter because they see barter as a form of transaction which should be under taxation. Now, it's not enforceable, obviously, but it's certainly a big part of this whole push to ban small farmers' markets and so forth. They want everything to go through a store where they can apply a tax. It's why liquor is legal, because they can apply the taxes at the breweries and distilleries, and pot is still illegal because they can't station a revenuer in everybody's backyard looking under the rose bushes to see what's growing there.
So do you think gold and silver would ever be outlawed, or wouldn't it go that far?
I don't think they'll outlaw it. They may confiscate it. The thing is, it has to do with, preserving the wealth and privilege of the private central bankers. And the private central bankers live on the fiat paper currency. And I know a lot of people are talking about going back to a silver and gold standard. And the problem with that is that right now the vast majority of the silver and gold are in the hands of the very bankers who crashed the American economy. So we would just be trading one form of slavery for another. We do need a value-based currency. We do need a government-issued currency that is the public can use without having to pay interest to a private bank. So the issue isn't what the monetary system is based on. It is simply that it is based on something of value, and that we don't have a private central bank simply, you know, leeching endless profits off the work of the people. And that unit of value can be a unit of labor, as Germany tried to do before World War II, and they did it with success, I might add. Could be, you know, a gallon of gas. You know, at one point in history, salt literally was used as a unit of value. It's just there must be a unit of value everybody agrees is valuable, and it must be available in enough supply that everybody has access to the currency. The problem with silver and gold is it is in short supply enough that bankers can play speculative games and create artificial shortages and run the price of everything back up again. But again, the system isn't what is the money based on so much as whether there's a private central bank or not. And again, this whole clash of civilizations, it's a war between banking systems. And if you look very, very carefully at the United States over the last couple of decades, they're inevitably attacking countries that were trying to have a government-issued currency without a private central bank. That's what Iraq was trying to do. That's what Iran is trying to do. Libya was trying to have a government-issued currency, no private central bank. The United States, we're shedding American blood to make the world safe for compound interest and private central banking.
Yeah, that's probably true. And if they lost control of the price of silver and it went into the hundreds, would you think that they would try to make it tax it or make it illegal to transact in the store with silver? Do you ever see silver being allowed to be transacted in a store or a business like a grocery store or a Walmart? Do you ever see us being able to take silver into the store and buy things?
Well, that has already happened. There are supermarkets on the mainland that literally have gold and silver buying operations right there in the store. So you can go in and sell your gold and silver, and you get a little ticket to go and buy groceries with. Talk about your vulture capitalism. There's one of these gold places down here in the mall at the bottom of the hill. And they pay pennies on the dollar for the gold. The issue is the monetary unit and the currency. What is being made illegal in this country are alternative currencies like the Liberty dollar and the Ron Paul dollar, and the idea is to continually force the American people to transact their business in Federal Reserve notes so that we are always enslaved to the interest requirements of the Federal Reserve. We have had presidents who tried to get us away from that. We had Andrew Jackson shut down the Second Bank of the United States. Abraham Lincoln issued his greenbacks. John F. Kennedy issued his U.S. notes. And inevitably, these people have assassination attempts on them. Two of them succeeded, and Congress will immediately scrap these alternative currencies and plunge us back into the debt slavery of the Federal Reserve. And it is the private central bank that is the cause of all of the unhappiness all across the world, whether it's Federal Reserve or IMF, and the world is starting to wake up to that realization, and they're starting to fight back. And so the big question is, can we support a nation that wants to wage war on people solely for the crime of refusing to enslave themselves to a private central bank?
So do you think it could ever be dangerous to have silver and try to force your silver into a barter exchange, or do you think that could be dangerous?
Well, it's dangerous to try and force anything into any exchange, but if you're talking to another person and they'll take your silver as a barter, then yeah, go for it. The question is, if that silver is in a coin of some kind that says $20 on it or something, then the federal government will get involved, because the government right now is trying to keep everybody, you know, enslaved to the Federal Reserve. And more people are finding ways to get around it. And at some point, what I think we will see is the government will come in and they'll say yard sales and garage sales have to be taxable. And they're already trying to get garage sales to basically agree to have an OSHA person come out and make sure what's being sold meets all the health and safety requirements, for which you will pay a tax fee again. And
What are you doing to protect your assets against the collapse of the dollar?
Well, I'm lucky. I don't have any assets, so. You know,
well, if you had assets, what would be your number one?
If I had assets, If I had, well, it would depend obviously on the assets. Again, I strongly recommend acquiring silver and gold, not to use as barter and as tender, but as wealth preservation. And I know right now the gold and silver prices took a beating because the equity markets and the Federal Reserve and the bankers don't want people going into silver and gold, because they need that money circulating in their system to meet the reserve requirements. If people take their money out of the bank and they're buying gold and silver coins, the banks cannot issue more money on the gold and silver that's in your pocket. They need your money in their banks as a basis for the reserve requirements so that they can print up more money out of thin air. It's an arbitrary set of rules, but they are, for the most part, still trying to abide by it. But I think they're gonna lower the reserve requirement, because, you know, the problem is when you take all the money out of the society and you pour it all over Wall Street, there's not enough money left in the society to work. Then, you know, the banking system starts to collapse. It really is a pyramid system. The whole Federal Reserve is a pyramid scheme, because the debt always exceeds the amount of money in circulation, but it kites itself along. As long as each new succeeding generation of Americans borrows a larger and larger amount so that that money can be created out of thin air, circulate through the economy, and then be used to pay off the interest on the old money. But as soon as you run out of borrowers, the whole system starts to collapse. Now, the federal government has been borrowing on our behalf and without our permission to try and keep the pyramid propped up, but now the government has hit its borrowing limit. And
you're going to continue to raid the federal pensions, as Obama has just come out with, and do you think they're going to eventually go into the 401k pensions? I mean, is this the first step of progressively intrusive stealing, that the government is going to raid these pension funds?
Absolutely. Absolutely, without question. I mean, they've already looted hundreds, you know, millions of Americans' homes have already been looted by the bankers. They've already raided Social Security back during the Clinton administration. Now they're going after the federal pension plans, and when those run out, yeah, as long as we, the American people, sit here and do nothing, the federal government can be counted on of simply looting and raiding everything. They've already passed the laws where in a national emergency, they can go through the safe deposit box at the bank looking for gold and silver coins and jewelry and whatever. As soon as the president says we're in an economic state of emergency, yeah, they're going to loot the people to float themselves along. And it still won't be enough, because the very nature of the Federal Reserve system is the debt always exceeds the amount of money that's available. Unless the U.S. can conquer another country, which it's trying to do and without much success, it's going to have to loot the people to kite the situation along. And it's still doomed to failure. All of our government's actions are designed to put the final crisis off onto somebody else's administration.
So do you see this Federal Reserve system with the dollar maintaining the world's currency for any time, or do you think we're within 12 months of its demise, or where do you see the timeline for the demise of the dollar?
I think it's – well, the dollar is already in decline. I think they're not going to be able to hold off the final crash for much longer. I think it's imminent. And, yeah, I'd say probably, 50-50 within the next 12 months, 50-50 before the end of the year, 50-50 before. What a wonderful Christmas present, a nation free of a private central bank. I've been a good boy, Santa. That's what I want for Christmas, a nation without a private central bank, a nation with a government-issued currency based on value, not debt. That's what I want for Christmas this year, and we may get it.
Well, let's hope for the best, Mike, and thank you for all your efforts there and information. Take care and have a wonderful day.
Thanks an awful lot, Rod. We're going to switch over to Patrick in Florida. Aloha, Patrick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I'm going to miss you when you're gone, but the reason I called in, you mentioned Sarasota not too long ago, and
yes.
I just wanted tell you that I go to their website. I live here in Sarasota, and the website, SarasotaSheriff.org. I go there every morning and see if there's somebody I know that's arrested. And you can, click on arrests on there, and you can see everyone who's been arrested the day before. And you can see how stupid the people they throw in the jails here. It's it's all for like curbside drinking, or it's petty larceny, or it's. They have a joint in their pocket, and you can see the how lopsided they prey. They just prey on minorities. The percentage of homeless people that are thrown in jail, the percentage of minorities, the black people and all that, that are thrown in jail. And it's just ridiculous the how they're filling the jails up with all these unfortunate people who are downtrodden.
Now, you know, the reality is that a lot of homeless people will go out and deliberately commit minor infractions because at least for the next couple of days they're not going to be homeless. They'll have a roof over their head and a couple of meals.
Yeah,
and
true.
So, and I'm not saying they deserve it or anything. It's just they're trying to find their way of surviving as well as they can. But we understand that a lot of communities, especially the wealthier communities, yeah, the police department is about, you know, keeping the riffraff out of sight because it upsets the money junkies.
Yeah, yeah, they're definitely trying to keep them out of sight. They got these, you know, the guys that stand in the intersection with the "they will work for food" signs. You know, they throw those guys in jail for panhandling, whatever, like that. But they don't go after the real criminals. They just go after these petty people. And look at the percentage. You know, if you go to their site, SarasotaSheriff.org, and click on arrest, you can see the percentage.
We got to take a break. Patrick. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. Okay.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny? And that the banks know this and hope you don't find out. Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back. We're at the end of the show. My goodness, how time flies when you're having a reformation. And basically, to follow up on that last call, we know that in a lot of areas of the country, the police have gone completely out of control. Civil forfeiture is literally holding up some of these police departments. They cannot operate without it. They're literally reduced to having to pillage the American people. No, I don't agree with it, and I don't support it, and I think it has got to come to an end here. But as I mentioned earlier in the show, Kentucky's Supreme Court is now loosening up the rules by which police can enter homes looking for illegal drugs. That's the new justification. We have a right to come in and search your home. Over in Indiana, they're saying they're going to do it random. They're just going to knock at doors at random and go in and search for illegal drugs and go through your house. And, of course, in the process, they'll be searching for other things just to report to the government. How many guns you've got? How many computers you've got? Do you have anything that looks like it's more expensive than the IRS says you should be owning? It's literally, and you know something? All of these things, the warrants that let agents enter homes without telling you until after it's all over, all of these are signs of the fear and panic in the highest levels of the government. They are terrified of you. We are watching what's going on, what happened in Egypt. They're looking at what's starting to happen in Spain. They're looking at the riots in Greece. They know that they're being driven by the money junkies to oppress the American people because they're afraid the same thing is going to happen here. And the more they continue to act like this, the more and more Americans are standing up and realizing we've lost the United States of America as we were told it was supposed to be. We have all propagandists and shills and everything calling them and saying, you should support the United States of America. I'm sorry, the United States of America is already destroyed. Our government brought down the United States of America, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, far more thoroughly and completely destroyed than any 10 Osama bin Ladens could have done, even if he was still alive, had been still alive over the last 10 years. The United States of America was not destroyed by the communists. It was not destroyed by terrorism. It was not destroyed by carbon dioxide. It was destroyed by the money junkies who, in their addiction, corrupted the government and strip-mined the wealth of the population so they could wear $130,000 wristwatches on their wrist so they could feel good about themselves. That's what destroyed the United States of America. And Lenin predicted it would happen. When capitalism failed, as it has, it would inevitably turn fascistic merely to prolong its reign, to survive, to protect itself from the righteous anger of the American people. We don't need to go looking for far-off mythical enemies like the Illuminati or the Masons or some other cabal somewhere in the world. The authors of the destruction of the United States of America are right there on Wall Street and Washington, D.C., and you need look no further. So, in the coming weeks, we're going to see more and more propaganda to try and get us into another war, which we cannot afford. But they're trying to get the war with Iran going on. Apparently, diplomats are saying they're afraid of Iran hackers. We must get those evil Iranian hackers who inflicted Stuxnet on... Oh, wait a minute, Stuxnet, that was from Israel, right? Again, it's, you know, who has Iran invaded since 1979? Who has Israel invaded? Who has the United States invaded? We're on the wrong side of this war, and we're going to lose. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, here at Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well, stay angry, stay skeptical, and aloha, America.